four Hall of Fame awards to be presented this evening. The first one is going to be presented by a good friend of mine. He is the written comics, The Prisoner and The Silencers. He's a producer at Space, and as I tell everybody, he is really the man who made Prisoners of Gravity happen. He is the driving force, he is the creator really behind the series. He's the one who brought so much of the expertise. And in an industry where the heroes, so many of the heroes are outsiders, he's the ultimate insider of the outsiders, because he knows everybody. And in the office of Prisoners of Gravity, the phone would ring and ring and ring. People would be calling, big names and small, names even I knew, would be calling to ask Mark questions, to say if they knew something, to find out how much they should charge for the next job they were getting for a comic, on and on and on. He's an amazing human being and just a good guy. Would you welcome, please, my friend, Mark Asco. Mark.
I always get embarrassed when he does that. I think it was just because I had a good Rolodex that they hired me. Last year, the Schuster Awards honored several Canadian comic book creators. With the exception of the wonderful Hal Foster, most of those got their start during the war years with the publication of what are known as the Canadian Whites. This year, I'm honored to have been asked by the committee to say a few words about one of this year's Schuster Hall of Fame recipients. He was a great fan of Hal Foster and the Canadian White creators, and I'm sure he would be delighted to be in their company. Owen McCarron was born and raised in Halifax. In the course of his life, he was a historian, an art director, a comic book writer, artist, publisher, husband, father, and grandfather. And picking up on something that Jerry said earlier today, it's stunning to me how many people in Canadian comics have more than one job. Owen McCarron is possibly best known to our American guests as the creator of the Mighty Marvel Superhero Fun Book, which is a collection of puzzles and word games that featured popular Marvel characters like Spider-Man and the Hulk. These books grew out of Owen McCarron's Fun and Game comics, which were published weekly in the 70s and 80s in the Mayflower TV supplements. As well, his company, Comic Book World, was the only Canadian comic book publisher in the 60s, and for over 20 years, he produced promotional giveaway comics for corporate clients like Kentucky Fried Chicken and Gulf Canada, including a rather famous Wayne and Schuster comic. Owen also created educational comics like Captain Enviro and a tour of the Nova Scotia Power Company. Phil Latter, who interviewed Owen in his home in 2003, sent this description of the McCarron home. The walls were festooned with innumerable framed original art examples, signed original art by Charlie Brown's Charles Schultz, Alex Raymond, and endless famous others, including the original unpublished Steve Ditko cover to Amazing Spider-Man 10. There were also signed letters from Ronald and Nancy Reagan and Bill Clinton thanking Owen McCarron for his lifetime of comic art. Owen McCarron passed away last summer. He was 76. On behalf of the committee, I would like you to join us and Dorothy and Adam, who've come in all the way from Halifax, in welcoming Owen McCarron to the Schuster Hall of Fame.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ed McCarron, the youngest of four sons. This is my mother, Dorothy. We are pleased to come from the east coast of Canada, the province of Nova Scotia, to accept this award for Owen McCarron. My father was very famous for using his big black markers to address birthday cards. I always knew who was from before I ever opened it, because the envelope was full of black marker and the stamp was never stamped because the post office couldn't figure it out. In this filing cabinet was a picture of the four boys. We were little, and the birds written across this picture with the big black marks, this is why I work so bloody hard. So it's a great memory, and yes, he worked day and night doing what he loved to do, making his pencils and markers go. The result from his hard work is found all over the world and still talked about by lots today. And that's what brings us here tonight for more proof of this accomplishment. I never remember my father buying anything for himself or thinking he was better than anybody else. Well, maybe thinking he was better at a game of cricket. He was a very private man who stayed home with his wife and kids and did whatever he could do to get us where we are today. I'd like to thank everybody involved for getting this award for us, and we're very pleased to come to accept it. Thank you very much.